study the topic from Jericho to Ai.
在约书亚记里面
，In the book of Joshua，
啊，我们看到神要约书亚把以色列百姓带进迦南地。
We see that God wanted Joshua to lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
啊，在出埃及记里面，我们看神要摩西把以色列百姓带出埃及地。
In Exodus, we see that God had Moses lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以摩西的工作跟约书亚的工作合起来，就是把以色列百姓从埃及带到迦南。
Combining the work of Moses and the work of Joshua is to lead the Israelites from Egypt into the land of Canaan.
那这是历史发生过的一件事实。
This is a historical event.
但是我们今天读这个历史的事实，就是要从属灵的观点来看。
As we study this historical event, we'll study it from a spiritual perspective.
埃及地代表这个世界。
Egypt represents this world.
他的王法老代表魔鬼。
And the king, the pharaoh, represents Satan.
迦南地代表神的国。
Canaan represents the land of God.
那跨过红海代表受洗。
And to cross the Red Sea symbolizes baptism.
所以我们的一生里面有一个非常重要的关键，就是受洗。
So in our life, there's a very key moment that is our baptism.
受洗就是脱离魔鬼的权势。
To receive baptism is to leave the dominion of Satan.
受洗以后，我们在身份上就不属这个世界。
And after baptism, in our we no longer belong to this world.
所以主耶稣说，你们不属世界。
So Jesus Christ told us that we do not belong to this world.
就是在受洗那个时刻，我们出了埃及。
And it's at the moment of our baptism that we leave Egypt.
但是我们要往迦南地前进。
But we must move towards the land of Canaan.
那到最后要得到迦南。
And at the end, we must gain this land of Canaan.
那迦南地是什么？
So what is the land of Canaan?
迦南地就是神的。
The land of Canaan is the kingdom of God.
那神的国有三个解释。
And there are three interpretations of kingdom of God.
但是这都有关系的。
But they're all related.
主耶稣来，他说天国近了。
When Jesus Christ came, he said, the kingdom of God is at hand.
这个天国就是神的国。
The kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
那主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里。
Lord Jesus says the kingdom of God is within your heart.
这是天国的第一个，神的国第一个解释，它就在我们心里。
This is the first interpretation of the kingdom of God that is, it's in our hearts.
那第二个解释
，The second interpretation，
天国就是指着将来我们要，这个迦南地就是指着我们将来要去的天国。
Then the kingdom represents the kingdom of heaven that we will all day go to.
所以天国就是这神的国，将来的天国。
And so the kingdom of God is the kingdom of heaven in the future.
那主耶稣说，他在传福音的时候，他说你要看见神的国大有能力的降临。
And when Jesus is preaching the gospel, he said you will see the kingdom of God on this earth.
主耶稣那个时候讲神的国大有能力降临，就是他复活升天以后。教会的建立。
And here he was talking about after he had resurrected the establishment of the church on earth.
所以神的国第一个指着我们的心，第二个指着教会，第三个指着将来去的天国。
So the kingdom of God refers to first our hearts, second the church, and third the kingdom of heaven that will go to one day.
这样看起来我们洗礼以后有努力的目标。
And this is a goal that we must strive towards after our baptism.
第一个就是让我们的心成为神的国。
First is to have our heart become the kingdom of God.
第二个就是让我们的教会能够扩张，好像神的国扩张。
And the second is to help our church expand, like the expanding kingdom of God.
第三个就是到最后的天国。
And the third goal is finally to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以这个神的国指着我们还活着的时候，在我们的心，在我们的家庭。我们死了以后到天国去。
So the kingdom of God refers to our heart and our family when we are alive, and after we die, it refers to the heaven.
那 罗马书十四章十七节说，神的国在乎公义、平安、喜乐。
And Romans chapter 17 says the kingdom of God is righteousness, joy, and
平安
peace.、
就是说，如果神的国在我们内心实现了，我们心里没有罪，公义没有罪。
That is, if we have the kingdom of God in our hearts, then our hearts will be without sin and will be righteous.
然后平安
and have peace.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God abides with us.
不会忧虑，不会害怕，那个就是平安。
We do not need to worry or be afraid.
然后被圣灵充满，很满足，很喜乐。
And to be filled with the Holy Spirit and be satisfied and joyful.
所以我们信仰的努力，就是要努力让我们的心成为神的国，就是迦南地。
So in our faith, we must work towards turning our heart into the kingdom of God, and that is the land of Canaan.
好，但是以色列百姓要得到迦南地，哈。需要征战。
But for the Israelites to receive this land of Canaan, they have to fight.
因为它里面有很多的外族人。
Because there are many foreign Gentiles in that land.
你要把它赶出去。
You have to cast them out.
如果我们没有把它赶出去，外族人就把我们消灭了。
If you do not cast them out, then the Gentiles will conquer them.
所以《申命记》里面，这个《约书亚记》里面呢，就讲进入迦南以后。他们的征战。
And so the book of Joshua described the battles that they fought in the land of Canaan.
所以信仰本身就是一场征战。
Faith itself is a battle, is a war.
征战是辛苦的。
And it's very difficult.
但是当我们把我们的罪恶的罪性全部从心里赶出去，神就完全实现，我们就生活就很喜乐，很平安。
So if you're able to cast out all our sinful natures, then God can live within us, and we can have a very peaceful and joyful life.
那在约书亚记第一章里面，我们可以看到神的应许跟人的责任。
In Joshua chapter 1, we can see God's promise and also man's duty.
有时候我们常常对这个神的应许跟人的责任分不清楚。
Oftentimes, we cannot distinguish between God's promise and people's responsibility.
比方说，我们常常用圣经说，先求神的国、神的日用的饮食就要给你。
So oftentimes, we use the Bible and say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all that you need will be given unto you.
那有人就会问说，那这样我不必工作就有饭吃吗？
So people will ask, does this mean that I don't have to work and I will be fed?
这个就是对神的应许跟人的责任分不清楚。
This is it's confusing God's promise and man's responsibility.
如果没有神的应许，
if we do not have the promise of God,
有时候我们怎么努力都达不到目标。
It doesn't matter how hard we work, we will not achieve our goal.
倒过来也是一样。
And it's the same in reverse.
如果神应许，我们没有尽人的责任，也达不到。
If God has promised but we have not done our part, then we also cannot accomplish.
所以要得到迦南地，要有神的应许，还要有人应该尽的责任。
And so for them to be able to conquer the land of Canaan, they need God's promise and they also need to do their part.
首先我们来看第一章的第二节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 2.
第一章的第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我要给以色列人的地去。第三节。
Verse 3.
凡你脚掌所踏之地，我就照着我应许摩西的话赐给你了。
Verse 2. Moses, my servant, said, Now therefore arise, go over the Jordan and you and all this people to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I say to Moses.
这里神对约书亚说。
Here, the Lord said to Joshua.
凡你脚掌所踏之地，我照着应许摩西话都给你了，这就是应许。
So every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I said to Moses, and this is God's promise.
已经给你了。
I have given these to you.
但这并不等于约书亚不要做什么事情。
But this does not mean that Joshua does not need to do anything.
你要起来。
You have to rise up.
要过约旦。
To cross the river Jordan.
然后要到我要给以色列百姓的地。
To enter into this land I'm giving to the children of Israel.
你要拿出行动来。
you had to take action.
哦，那过约旦河这个很难呐、啊，因为约旦河河水很涨得很高。
The crossing Jordan is not an easy task because the water was high.
但是你要靠着神。
But you had to rely on God.
跟着约柜。
To follow the Ark of Covenant.
这个就是人的责任。
This is the man's responsibility.
如果人拿出行动来，靠着神跨过约旦河。
If they rely on God and act accordingly, they can cross Jordan, River Jordan.
那神应许给他那块地，他就可以得到。
So the promised land that has given to them, they will be able to receive it.
那如果神应许给他，他不愿意拿行动，不愿意靠着神跨过约旦河，只看得到但得不到。
If God has promised this land to them, but they're unwilling to take action and cross the Jordan, they will not be able to gain this land.
所以我们就可以知道说，哦，神要让我们得到平安跟喜乐。
So we know that God wants to give us peace and joy.
神要让我们得到过一个没有罪的生活。
God wants to give us a life without sin.
不会被罪控制的生活。
A life that is not controlled by sin.
那这个都是神应许的。
These are all God's promises.
有的人就说没有啊，我信耶稣到现在我都没有体验。
Some people have said that I have believed in Jesus so far and have not experienced God.
我没有觉得很平安，我也没有很喜乐，那这还是很多罪在缠累我。
I do not feel especially peaceful or joyful, and I'm still controlled by a lot of sins.
这个不是神。应许有问题。
This is not a problem with God's promise.
这很可能是我们没有尽人的责任。
This is possibly because we have not done our part.
哦，为什么这样讲
？Why do we say this?
第一个
，First，
我们要拿出行动来。
We have to act.
如果我们已经信耶稣
，If we already believe in Jesus Christ，
没有平安，没有喜乐
，But we still do not have peace or joy，
罪还在缠累我们
，We still have to struggle with sin。
啊，我们就要开始拿行动出来了。
We must act。
什么行动
？What should we act upon？
要跨过约旦河。
We have to cross this Jordan River.
那接下去要攻打耶利哥。
And then we have to conquer a city of Jericho.
我们现在看第六章。
Let's look at chapter six.
啊，约书亚记第六章。
Joshua chapter six.
第一节。
Verse one.
六章一节。
Chapter six, verse one.
耶利哥的城门因为以色列人就关得紧紧，无人出入。第二节。
Verse 2.
神晓谕约书亚说，我已经把耶利哥跟耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你的手中了。这个第二节啊，神说我把耶利哥耶利哥的王大能的勇士都交在你的手中。
Verse 2 says, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor.
如果读英文更清楚了，这是完成式，已经神做完了，我已经交给你了。
So this is past tense. I have given Jericho into your hand.
但是这不等于自动他就把得到耶利哥。
But this doesn't mean that they automatically already have Jericho.
第三节。
Verse three.
你跟你的兵丁要围绕这城一日围绕一次，六日都这样绕行。第四节。
Verse four.
七个祭司拿着羊角走在约柜前，到第七日你们绕城七次。哦，这个就是他们的本分。
Let's describe verse 3 and verse 4 are their responsibilities.
哦，每一天要绕一圈。
Every day they have to circle the city once.
第七天绕七圈。
The seventh day they have to circle the city three times.
这人应该尽的本分。
This is their part.
所以这个以色列百姓就照着神这样指示，就这样做了。
So the Israelites followed God's instruction and did accordingly.
很奇妙的事情发生了。
And a very miraculous event happened.
那脚一踏到约旦河，约旦河分开了。
Once they stepped their foot into the river, the river parted.
哦，然后他们去攻打耶利哥。
And when they went to conquer the city of Jericho,
完全照神这样做。
They followed God's instructions completely.
到了第七天，大叫一声，耶利哥就倒了。
And when they yelled out on the seventh day, the city of Jericho fell.
就是神的应许实现了。
That is God's promise fulfilled.
哦，那约旦河分开，走约旦河进到迦南，神的应许实现了。
When the Jordan River parted and they crossed the River Jordan, this is a fulfillment of God's promise.
他说有一次工人到非洲去开拓。
And one time, some of the church workers went to Africa to preach.
还没有。去以前两个工人都上吐下泻，病得很严重。
And before that, when both of the workers became really sick, they were throwing up and also having a sick stomach.
他们就在想，到底要不要去？
So they were wondering if they should actually make this trip.
但是如果没有去，我们已经跟人约好了，他也说他要他们这个这么多人要受洗。
But if we don't go, we already told the people waiting over there that they already have people who want to be baptized.
那机票已经订好，怎么办呢？
We already bought the airplane tickets. What should we do?
这两个工人就很勇敢了，上吐下泻就上飞机，上飞机就没有事情。
So these two workers were really brave that even though they were so sick, they still went on the airplane. But as soon as they stepped on the airplane, they were okay.
一直到下飞机都很好。
Even until they get to church, they were fine.
那接触到一个教会啊，哇，很多神奇奇事，圣灵充满了。
And they encountered this other denomination who had been able to perform a lot of miracles.
但是很奇妙，就是工作做完一上飞机，就原来的毛病又发生了。
But after they returned to the airplane and their illness all came back.
这个跟真的像耶利哥，这个过那个约旦河一样。
So this is just like crossing the Jordan River.
你如果想说，嘿，这个约旦河这么深，如果我一踏下去，大概河水把我流走了，你永远踏不下去。
If you're afraid that you will be washed away by the water of the river, you never step in, you will never go anywhere.
但是如果想说，神已经应许我了。
But if you know that God has promised,
那踏下去，约旦河水就干了。
And if you stepped in, then the water will recede.
所以那个工人就看，哎，神已经开路了，这么多人这样要洗礼，这个神已经开路了。
So the workers have been able to see that God had already opened a path for them, and people are waiting to be baptized.
凭着信心踏出去，病就好了。
And through faith, they're willing to step out, and their illness were cured.
所以这个我们要得到这个神应许的地啊，一定要有行动，人要尽本分。
So if we want to receive God's promised land, we must take action. We must do our part.
那我们就可以看到应许就实现了。
And we'll see the fulfillment of God's promise.
那我们像我们在传福音也是这样。
And it is the same when we go preach the gospel.
上个礼拜在Irvine举开这个 MVP.
And last week, they have an MVP at Irvine Church.
就是一群青年接受义工的训练。
So a group of youth gathered together to receive volunteer training.
礼拜四晚上，他们去传福音。
And on a Thursday night, they went out to preach.
礼拜五早上，他们也分组，分差不多十组，这样每一户每一户去传福音，是菜市场面前去传福音。
And on Friday morning, they split into groups and they went out to a lot of different places, to houses and in front of supermarkets to preach.
礼拜五晚上在俄湾有布道会。
And on Friday night, they had an evangelical service.
就来了13个慕道者。
And they had 13 visitors.
那我就看到神的应许跟人的责任真的很清楚。
And we can clearly see God's promise and also a human's responsibility.
当然祷告一定要。
Of course, they had to pray.
但是主耶稣说，你要去传福音。
But the Lord Jesus said that we must go out and preach.
去就是往外面去。
As to go outside and preach.
但如果我们一直祷告，但是没有这个行动。
But if we only pray and we do not take action.
有时候我们发现人的责任没有尽你达不到神给我们应许那个目标。
We realize that because we have not done our part, we cannot achieve the goal that God has promised.
那如果我们认真祷告，
but if we pray hard,
那人应该做的要做到底，
and we completely fulfill our responsibility as well.
那我们就发现，当你做到底的那一点的时候，你就发现神的应许就实现了。
And if you can see that when you have completed your part, then you will see God the fulfillment of God's promise.
如果还有一段没有做。你的耶利哥绕七第七天啊，绕七圈，你只有绕六圈，大叫一声还是不会倒啊，因为还少一圈嘛。
But if you have not completed your task, for example, if you only circle the city of Jericho 6 times instead of 7 times, you will not see the city fall.
所以有时候我们说，哎，为什么神不动工？
And then we wonder how come God is not working.
因为我们只绕耶利哥绕六圈而已，还少一圈嘛。
Because we have only circled the city of Jericho 6 times, we're still missing one more round.
第七圈把它绕完，应该做的全部都完了，就最后一点就是看到神叫耶利哥倒了，那个就是神在做工。
If you finish that very last town, 20 men circle the city 7 times and will see God's work that is to make the walls fall.
那我们在带家人信主也是一样。
It is the same when we try to bring our family members to church.
我们有人的责任。
We have our own duties.
还有神的应许。
Also God's promise.
那我们要在各方面要发展圣工都是这样。
And it's the same in every way that we try to preach the gospel.
比方说我们在生活当中有时候发现为什么心里没有平安。
Sometimes in our lives we feel that we have no peace in our hearts.
因为有罪就没有平安。
Because if we have sin, then we will have no.
因为有罪，神就不会同在。
If we have sin, then we will not have God's abidance.
那就不会有平安。
No, we will have no peace.
啊，那这个罪根怎么把它拔起来
？So how do we remove this sinful nature?
那个罪就是耶利哥城。
The sin is the city of Jericho.
那怎么拔
？How do we remove it?
每一天要为自己的罪性祷告。
Every day we must pray for our sins.
哦，然后。要第七天要绕七圈，完全的祷告。
On the seventh day, we must circle seven times to pray for it completely.
它就倒了。
And then it will fall.
哦，那为什么受洗很久的这个罪性还在
？Why is it that sometimes we have been baptized for a long time, but our sinful nature is still there?
绕一圈，第二天绕两圈，然后过来就忘记了。
Sometimes we circle it once, and second day twice, and then we forget about it.
哦，这样这个耶利哥就不会倒。
If we do this, then the city of Jericho will not fall.
那我有时候在这个南加州一些教会，特别是伯恩教会或者卡拉克帕克，我常常听到那些见证啊，以前在用 drug 的，现在都戒掉了。
And I've heard several testimonies in Bowen Park and Canonical Park of people who were once addicted to drugs who are now no longer addicted.
好，那我们就听他的见证里面呢，都有一个共同特点。祷告很迫切。
And when you listen to their testimonies, you will see one thing in common is that they all prayed really hard.
那当这个人的本分尽完了，神就让他倒下去吧，罪就倒下去了。
So once we have done our part, then God will cause the sin to fall.
哦，所以得到那一块地，神应许给我们，但是我们要尽我们的责任。
So to receive this land, even though God has promised it to us, we must still do our part.
好，我们再回来看约书亚记第一章。
Let's turn back to Joshua chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你生平的日子，必无一人能够在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Fine, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you.
哦，这个也是神的应许。
This is also a promise of God.
没有一人在你面前站得住。
No man shall be able to stand before you.
为什么？因为我要与你同在。
Why? Because I will abide with you.
啊，我也不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
I will not forsake you or leave you.
这个都是神的应许。
These are all promises of God.
但是这个应许要实现有条件的。
But for these promises to be fulfilled, there is a condition.
哦，不是神这样讲就马上就实现。
It is not fulfilled right at the moment when God spoke it.
我们人的本分做到底，那神的就看来神的应许就实现了。
When we have completed our part, then we will see the fulfillment of God's promise.
那人的本分是什么？
So what is our duty?
我们再回来看第一章。
Let's turn back to chapter 1.
第七节。
Verse 7.
你要刚强壮胆，谨守遵行我摩西吩咐的一切的律法，不可偏左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。第八节。
Verse 8.
这个律法书不可以偏离你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行。书上所写的这一句话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。这个地方啊，摩西告诉他们。
So here Moses told them.
好，就是摩西约书亚告诉他，摩西所神告诉约书亚，摩西所吩咐你一切律法，你不可偏左，不可偏右，你要。这个律法不可以离开你的口，要昼夜思想，谨守遵行。这个本分做到了，神就跟我们同在。
So here God tells Joshua that the law that he had given to Moses, do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, and they shall meditate on it on day and night. And once they have fulfilled this responsibility, then God will abide with them.
那就没有一个人能够站立得住了。
So no one will be able to stand against them.
所以有时候我们在常常看圣经，哎，为什么是这个使徒行传哦，神这么有能力啊，真的是没有一个人在神的面前站得住啊。
So sometimes when we read the Bible, we see the events in the book of Acts and how powerful God was acting at that time.
那今天那个应许应该也是给我们的。
So today we should have the same promise.
但是好像我们没有那个体验。
But how come we do not have the same experience?
为什么？
Why?
因为我们缺乏人应该尽的本分。
Because we have not done our responsibility.
就是神的话，圣经的话，我们要常常去想。
That is, we must meditate often on the words of God.
那不离开你的口，常常去谈论。
To not let them leave our mouth and to speak of them often.
然后要谨守遵行。
And to follow carefully.
那这样神就同在了。
Then God will abide with us.
那就没有一个人能够站立得住。
Then no man shall be able to stand before us.
所以人有人的本分。
So as human beings, we have our part.
因此我们在约书亚记看到，当他们在共 攻耶利哥的时候,
so in the book of Joshua, we see that when they're trying to conquer the city of Jericho,
很顺利,
it was very smooth.
其实耶利哥非常高大,
as the city of Jericho was very high.
当初他们去12个探子去探耶利哥去探迦南地,
when the spies went into the land of Canaan the first time,
回来有10个人报坏消息,
so 10 of them returned with bad news.
其中有一个原因,
One of the reasons
就是耶利哥太高大，我没有办法得胜。那
the city of Jericho was too high and too large. There's no way we could conquer.
哎，但是到最后，事实证明，虽然很高大，但是很简单。But
at the end, it was shown to them that even though the city was so large, it was actually very easy.
啊，很简单就可以把它打败。There
was a very easy way to conquer it.
因为神已经应许了，我们只要做我们的本分，它就倒下去了。Because
God has already promised, so if we can do our part, then it will fall.
是神在征战。God
is fighting for us.
我们的本分只是跟着神吩咐我们做，把它做完就对了。Our
responsibility is only to follow God and perform our part.
好，那耶利哥倒了，他们现在就要去攻爱城啊。
So after the fall of Jericho, they went to conquer the city of Ai.
哎，攻爱城就不是这么顺利啊。But
the battle of the city of Ai was not as smooth.
好，我们看约书亚记的第7章。Let's
turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 7.
第3节。Verse
3.
他们回到约书亚那里，对他说：“众民不必都上去，只要2-3个人上去就可以，我们就能攻爱城，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。” 第4节，于是城中有3000个人都上爱城，竟然在爱城逃跑。第5节，爱城人击杀他们36个人，结果再攻爱城就败了。So
when they tried to conquer the city of Ai, they lost.
就死了36个。They
lost 36 men.
哎，大家就想啊，耶利哥这么高，我们这么高大，我们可以打败，怎么爱城反而打不败，死了36个？
So they started to think to themselves, why is it that they could conquer such a large city like Jericho, but when they tried to conquer Ai, they lost 36 men.
神没有问题。
The problem is not with God.
因为这么大神都能够帮助把他打倒，怎么有可能神这个小城攻不破？
God could easily help them conquer a large city. Why is it that they could not conquer a small one?
那如果神没有问题，一定是人有问题。
So if the problem is not with God, then it must be with men.
那到底人的问题在哪里？
So where is this problem?
我们就发现在这里有2个重大的问题。And
we see that there are two main problems.
第一个就是神吩咐他们，这个耶利哥里面的东西你都不可以拿，因为这是罪恶之城。The
first is that God instructed them to not take anything from the city of Jericho because it was a city of sin.
但是里面有一个人亚刚就是偷偷的拿了东西。But
one of them, Achan, actually took something.
因为没有遵照神的吩咐，
because they did not follow God's commandment,
所以神就不同在。
So God did not abide with them.
神不同在就打不胜。
Because God did not abide with them, they had not been able to conquer.
打不胜就败了。
So they lost.
就死了36个人。
So they lost 36 men.
所以我们就看到，当一个人没有尽到我们的本分，在遵守神的道的时候，我们就失去了力量。
So we can see that if we do not do our part and follow God's commandments, then we'll lose our strength.
没有尽我们的本分的时候，我们就失去了力量。
If we do not perform our responsibility, then we'll lose our strength.
为什么？因为神没有同在。
Because God is not abiding with us.
这是第一个。
This is the first point.
哦，指着里面的一个亚干犯罪。
This is Achan's sin.
那第二个。
The second.
在攻耶利哥的时候。
When they are conquering the city of Jericho.
他们有求问神。
They
所以他们把约柜抬在前面。
So they had the Ark of the Covenant marching in front of them.
但是在攻爱城的时候
，when they were conquering the city of Ai,
他也没有去问神。
They did not pray to God first.
也没有把约柜抬在面前。
They did not put the Ark of the Covenant in the front.
就是人应该尽的本分没有做了。
That is, they had not done their parts.
所以人的本分没有做，神没有同在，就打不胜。
Because they had not done their part, God did not abide with them, so they cannot conquer the city of God.
如果他们真的求问神,
if they truly had prayed to God,
哦, 神就会指示他们应该要怎么做。
The God would have told them what they should do.
那这样他们才可以得胜。
That way they can be victorious.
哦, 所以第一个我们就可以看到神的应许跟人的责任这个是息息相关的。
But first we can see that God's promise and man's responsibilities are closely connected.
那在攻爱城当中我们看到有一件事情。
And when they're attacking the city of Ai, we notice another thing.
就是用人的经验来取代神的带领。
As they replace their human experience with God's guidance.
如果我们看第三节，我要看第七章第三节。
Let's look back at chapter 7, verse 3.
他们回到耶稣而对众人说：“不必都上去，只要两三千个人上去就能攻打爱城，不必劳力众人，因为那里的人少。”这个第三节在讲什么？讲经验。
Verse 3 describes their experience.
这么大的爱城比较这么大的耶利哥不过比较这么小的爱城，这个人太少了，两三千个就可以。
And they're comparing the size of Jericho to the size of Ai, and they thought that there are so few people, they only need to send 2,000 or 3,000 men.
因为攻耶利哥的经验让他对自己产生一种信心。
Because of their experience at the city of Jericho, they start have confidence in themselves.
那这个信心不是依靠神，这个信心是觉得两千个人就可以了，就依靠自己就可以了，不需要神。
This is not a faith in God, but a faith in themselves.
那这样的话就在那里败下来。
So that's where they lost.
所以今天我们在信仰的生活上，在属灵的工作上，有一种信心是从世界来的，这个我们要很谨慎。
So in our spiritual lives and in church, there's a type of faith and confidence that come from the world, and we have to be very careful.
这种信心没有办法让神跟我们同在。
This type of faith will cause God to not be able to work with us.
没有办法让我们得胜。
And cause us not be able to win.
我看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三章的第四节
Chapter 3, verse 6
其实我也可以靠肉体若是别人想他可以靠肉体我更可以靠他前头
Chapter 6, concerning zeal persecuting the church concerning the righteous
第四节对不起第三章腓立比书三章四节
Chapter 3, verse 4 Though I also might have confidence in the flesh if anyone else think he may have confidence in the flesh I am more so
这个中文翻作肉体英文叫 confident of flesh 就是从肉体所产生的信心
This is a confidence from the flesh
那他这里讲这个肉体不是真的我们这个肉体是指的外在的条件
This flesh doesn't mean our physical body but the things of the world
那这个外在的条件是什么
These are external conditions
就从第五节一直到第六节
So these are the things recited in verse 5 and 6.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的希伯来人所生的。就希伯来人，就律法上，我是 啊，法利赛人就热心上国是逼迫教会，就律法上的义我是无可指摘的。这个几个条件呢、啊，都是一般人认为非常好。
So all these qualities are things that people in the world will value.
主耶稣拣选十二个使徒，没有一个法利赛人。
When Jesus chose his 12 disciples, not a single one of them was Pharisees.
终于有一个保罗，他是法利赛。
And finally, there is Paul, who is a Pharisee.
哦，那律法上，就热心上，他是很热心到逼迫教会。
He was zealous that he persecuted the church.
就律法上的义来讲，无可指摘，那个旧约自变的意思，都遵守了。
And concerning the righteousness which is in the law, he was blameless because he kept all the law in the Old Testament.
还有他没有写的。他是加玛略门下受教育的最高的教育。
And he didn't mention it here, but he also studied under Gamaliel, who was a very high education
institute. 他是工会的议员，等于现在的美国的参议员。
He was also a member of
工会
Sanhedrin.
哎呀，现在等于参议员。
That's the equivalence of being a senator today.
哦，那这一些条件哦，跟服侍神都没有关系的。
But all these conditions has nothing to do with serving God.
哦，那如果因为这一些条件，我产生一种信心，用这样来服侍神，这个信心是没有办法成就神的功能。
But if we have a type of confidence based on these qualities or qualifications, then this type of faith would not help us do God's work.
那真正的信心从哪里来
？So what should true faith come from?
真正的信心是从依靠神来。
The true faith should come from relying on God.
那这样的信心才能够帮助我们成就神的工作。
And this type of faith and confidence can help us accomplish God's work.
所以在信仰生活，有时候我们常常发现哦，也要改变我们自己。
So in our spiritual lives, we sometimes realize that we have to change ourselves.
不是说我们教育高，我们就能够改变我们自己。
It's not because we're well educated that we can change ourselves easily.
也不是说我们赚很多钱，我们就可以改变自己。
It's not that if we're wealthy, we can change ourselves easily.
也不是说我们在社会上很有成就，我们就可以改变自己。
It's not that if we are very accomplished in this world that we can change ourselves easily.
要改变我们自己，这些外在的条件都做不到的。
If we want to change ourselves, all these external circumstances cannot help us.
要改变我们自己，是神进到我们里面才能够改变自己。
The only way we can change ourselves is to allow God to enter into us.
你就祷告得圣灵。
That we pray and receive the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵就是神进到住在我们里面了。
We receive the Holy Spirit, then God dwells in us.
这祷告被圣灵充满。
If we pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
神的能力在里面工作，我们就变了。
God's power works within us, then we can change.
那得圣灵充满跟我们这些外在的条件完全没有关系。
So we see the Holy Spirit and be filled with the Holy Spirit has nothing to do with all these worldly qualifications.
所以当我们从这个外在的信心转变成为对神的信心的时候，我们就发现我们真的在体验神。
So if we turn our faith away from the world and onto God, then we can truly see that we are changing because of God.
但是如果我们对神的信心逐渐转变成为对外在，因为我们教会很有钱，有很多人很杰出，用靠那个而不是在靠神，我们就发现圣功越来越退步。
So if we turn our faith away from God but start to have confidence in our church and the people in our church, then we will see that the ministry is actually diminishing.
所以我们从这个公爱城的失败，我们就知道我们对自己不能有信心。
So from the example of the city of Ai, we can see that we should not have confidence in ourselves.
就是对自己有信心，不会依靠神。
If we have confidence in ourselves, then we will not rely on God.
祷告也不会认真，那反正这样做就会成了。
And we will not pray hard because we will think that the way we want to do things will be successful.
这个就很难了，对神的工作就很难。
Then it will be very difficult to do God's work.
哦，所以从耶利哥到爱城，确实是有一个功课让我们来学习。
So from Jericho to the city of Ai, there is a lesson that we must learn.
因此，我们在世界上工作，再到教会里面来服侍人，最难的是什么？头脑里面的观念改变，这最难。
The most difficult thing for us to work in the world and then come to work in church is to change our concept.
啊，要从世俗的观念转变到变成属灵的观念，这个最难。如果这个转得过来，我们就可以有很好的服事。
It's very difficult for us to change our worldly concept into a spiritual concept. If we can do this, then we can have a very wonderful service.
因为世界上是服事人，教会是服事神，这个两套不同的体系。
Because in the world we serve people, but in church we serve God, and this is two completely different systems.
在世界上是要高抬人。
In the world we exalt men.
强调人的能力。
We emphasize some people's abilities.
在社会，在神的面前，我们是要压低自己。
But in front of God, we must put ourselves in a lower position.
强调神的伟大。
To emphasize God's power.
那这样神就工作了。
And that situation that God will work.
不但耶利哥可以达到，爱城也可以达到。
Not only can we conquer the city of Jericho, we can also conquer the city of Ai.
那这一块迦南地就属于我们的。
Then we can receive this land of Canaan.
神的应许就实现了。
And God's promise can be fulfilled.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
33首。
Hymn number 33.